Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. The way to absolve ourselves of sin of neglecting the Muslims of Palestine is to strive day and night to establish the Khilafah al-Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, and mobilize the armed forces. Since the armies of the Muslims did not mobilize in support of Gaza, another oppressed father, Abu Umar, was martyred while searching for food for his children. As he waited to receive aid, a cowardly Jewish sniper's bullet pierced his head. The friend who brought his body back had been hungry for 5 days and returned from the doorstep of martyrdom, perhaps to be martyred anytime soon. This is not just one incident alone. Dozens of such events have been directly witnessed on a daily basis by an ummah of 2 billion. The painful questions are not limited to one question alone. How long will the oppressed men, women, and children of Palestine continue to be slaughtered? How many more martyrs, sacrifices, will it take to mobilize the armies? How long will our sisters continue to scream and weep? How long will the Jews continue to trample over the lives, wealth, and honor of Muslims under their feet? How long will we sit motionless? How long will we remain limited to making dua for the oppressed and cursing the oppressors? Above all, when on the Day of Judgment, the oppressed Muslims of Palestine stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and complain against not only the rulers of Muslims and our armies, but all of us, how will we answer? Where were we when their children were dying? When they were crying out? Why were we motionless? What will our answer be to that complaint? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks on the Day of Judgment on our neglecting our Sharia obligation, how will we answer? Did the worldly life please us more than the Akhirah? Was it the love of parents and children that held us back? Did our work and business prevent us from acting on His command? What are our answers to these questions? There is a path to escape the shame and regret on the Day of Judgment and to prepare for our accounting. We must break our silence and raise our voices today. Whoever wants to be saved from the severe accountability of the Day of Accountability must, with full strength, demand the armies of Muslims that they immediately mobilize in support of the oppressed brothers and sisters in Gaza and overthrow these rulers and military commanders who are the greatest obstacle in the way of jihad in support of the Muslims of Palestine. O Muslims of Pakistan, remaining silent and motionless before the attacking oppressor is a form of assistance to the killing of the oppressed. Therefore, rise and raise your voice. Shake the sincere soldiers and officers in the armed forces. Remind them of their Sharia obligation. Tell them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded.
انفروا خفافا وثقالا وجاهدوا بأموالكم وأنفسكم في سبيل الله.
Go forth whether light or heavy and strive with your wealth and your lives in the path of Allah. Surah At-Tawbah, Ayah 41. Tell them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it obligatory upon them to help the Muslims of Palestine. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
وَإِنِ اسْتَنْصَرُوكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ فَعَلَيْكُمُ النَّصْرُ.
And if they seek your help in religion, then upon you is the duty to help them. Surah Al-Anfal, Ayah 72. Tell them if they do not fight in defense of the oppressed Muslims of Palestine, they will be questioned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
وَمَا لَكُمْ لَا تُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَالْمُسْتَضْعَفِينَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ وَالنِّسَاءِ وَالْوِلْدَانِ.
And what is the matter with you that you fight not in the path of Allah for the oppressed among men, women, and children? Surah An-Nisa, Ayah 75. Tell the officers and soldiers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden taking alliances, normalization, and relations with those who occupy the land of Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
إنما ينهاكم الله عن الذين قاتلوكم في الدين وأخرجوكم من دياركم وظاهروا على إخراجكم أن تولوهم ومن يتولهم فأولئك هم الظالمون.
Allah only forbids you from those who fought you because of religion and expelled you from your homes and supported your expulsion, that you make allies of them. And whoever makes allies of them, it is they who are the wrongdoers. Surat Al-Mumtahana, Ayah 9. Tell them that recognizing the occupier is not allowed. Instead, the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to expel the occupier through fighting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
وَقُتُلُوهُمْ حَيْثُ ثَقِفْتُمُوهُمْ وَأَخْرِجُوهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ أَخْرَجُوكُمْ.
Kill them wherever you find them and expel them from wherever they expelled you. Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 191. Tell the officers and soldiers that the current system has restrained them in the barracks whilst giving Nusra, military support, to establish the Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, on the method of prophethood, is a Sharia obligation upon them. It is the Khilafah that unifies the Ummah under one royal banner, one Imam, and one force. It protects Abu Umar's children, takes revenge from his killers, and grants you the honor of liberating the blessed land of Palestine, the site of the Isra night journey of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May you fulfill this prophecy of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and become worthy of his intercession. O sons of Muhammad bin Qasim, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said,
لا تقوم الساعة حتى يقاتل المسلمون اليهود فيقتلهم المسلمون.
The hour will not be established until the Muslims fight the Jews and the Muslims will kill them. Sahih Muslim. Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilayah, Pakistan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.